Dawn of a New Day with Dawn Cribbs. Dawn's topic today:
spring cleaning in my mind.
Look for Dawn of a New Day in the McCook Daily Gazette. Now here's Dawn with today's program.
Time again to clean my mental state of affairs with brief observations about any number of things. Recently, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton reassured our Chinese trading partners with the statement, "We can't let human rights muddy up the waters." I think a more appropriate phrase would have been, "We can't let human rights bloody up the waters." Just one of those little itches that eventually must be scratched. There seem to be a lot of them lately. I'm going to have to invest in an industrial strength scratcher. I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority. Okay. Have you noticed that everything is in crisis? Something must be done is the hue and the cry. It doesn't seem to matter what it is. Bank failures, test scores, health care, home foreclosures. It's an emergency and something must be done. I'm beginning to think that there is a conspiracy of fear afoot to keep the population in an elevated state of panic. Panicky people are, after all, more easily led, and in their panic, sometimes forget to ask about the destination. I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. Psalm 121, 1 and 2. Destinations matter. I sometimes forget that I am a woman approaching a significant number of years. I realize it anew whenever I stand up, take 4 steps, and forget where I'm going and what I'm going to do when I get there. Usually I stop dead in my tracks, unless I'm in a high traffic lane, until I remember. It's good to know where you're headed. In fact, in terms of eternity, it's imperative. There are so few choices, and we can be easily led off course. A word to the wise, if you don't know where you're going, stay put. If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. Exodus 33:15. The comforting thing about math is its constancy. 2 of these and 2 more equal 4 every time. Doesn't matter if it's apples, oranges, pennies, M&Ms, or dollar bills, 2 plus 2 is always 4. This same constancy can be applied to the saying, 2 wrongs don't make a right. The oft-repeated proverb could be expanded to state that not only do 2 wrongs not make a right, they multiply exponentially until nothing can be made right again. Apply this logic to the economic situation and things are going to get downright expensive. For us, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay," says the Lord. Romans 12:18 and 19. Spring has sprung, although the weather can't seem to make a decision one way or the other. The weeds in my lawn aren't the least bit confused. They want to live and live big. Danny tried the modern chemical solution last year and won't do that again. Too many big yellow spots emerged, allowing for even more weeds, opportunists that they are, to lie and wait for warm weather. At least we can pick them out, but it's become another inch-by-inch battle. As I battle them inch-by-inch, I commiserate with our Father, who just as carefully has to root out the ever-present sins in the hearts of His children. He eschews the modern chemical approach for the same reason we decided to. Too much collateral damage. Hence the parable of the good seed contaminated in the dark of night by the enemy, and the comfort of knowing how diligent the Father is. For He tells us to see to it that no one misses the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. Hebrews 12:15. The wide open skies in Norris Park have filled my skies with trilling robins. I was peeling potatoes in the kitchen the other day and thought I had a squeaky floorboard. Eep, eep, eep. I stood completely still, and the noise didn't stop. Looking out the back door, I saw Mr. Robin Redbreast, red-breasted and proud, calling to someone in robin words. Thankfully for the birds, our boo-boo kitty has become an indoor cat after suffering a debilitating injury last year from one of his less-than-friendly neighbors, so the birds won't fall prey to him. One less fallen sparrow. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father. Scary thought. Some people can get right next to Jesus, eat with him, sleep with him, walk with him, and talk with him, and still not see him for who he is. Judas did. Don't do that. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? John 11:25.
You have just heard Dawn of a New Day with Dawn Cribbs. You can read Dawn of a New Day in the Wednesday edition of the McCook Daily Gazette. Dawn of a New Day is aired every Wednesday at 1:01 p.m. only on KNGN.
If you have any questions or comments, please email us at goodnews@mccooknet.com. This has been a production of KNGN 1360 AM. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday at 1:01 p.m. for Dawn of a New Day.